U.S. Senate passes housing bill. With a federal CBDC ban through 2030, the U.S. Senate voted 85-5 to pass a housing affordability bill that carries a provision banning the Federal Reserve from issuing a retail central bank digital currency through 2030, according to Cointelegraph's report on the vote. The CBDC language was not a standalone crypto bill. It rode in as a rider on broader housing legislation, which is how a long-debated digital dollar question cleared a chamber with a lopsided margin. A Senate vote is one step, not the finish line. A bill has to clear both chambers and be signed before it becomes law, so the ban is not yet in force. But an 85-5 result signals how little appetite the Senate has for a government-run digital dollar, and it lines up with the direction U.S. policy has taken on private stablecoins over the past year. The mechanics of the ban. The provision targets a retail CBDC, a digital dollar issued directly by the Federal Reserve to the public, as opposed to the wholesale settlement tools the Fed already uses with banks. Supporters of a ban have argued for years that a retail digital dollar would hand the central bank a direct view into individual transactions and a lever to program or restrict spending. Opponents of a ban counter that the U.S. risks ceding ground to other economies, including China's ECNY, that have already built state digital currencies. By writing a cutoff date of 2030 into the text rather than a permanent prohibition, the bill sets a deadline rather than closing the door for good. That structure leaves a future Congress room to revisit the question once the stablecoin market and the regulatory record around it have matured. A clearer lane for private stablecoins, removing a potential state-issued digital dollar from the picture, leaves the field to privately issued dollar stablecoins like USDC and USDT. The U.S. already chose that path in substance when it built a federal framework for payment stablecoins under the Genius Act, pushing issuers toward bank-grade reserve and supervision standards. A CBDC ban is the other half of the same posture. Regulate private dollar tokens tightly and keep the government out of issuing one itself. That matters because stablecoins are the rails most of the crypto economy now settles on. Card programs, remittance corridors, and on-chain trading desks move dollars as tokens, not as a Fed-issued digital currency. Banks and asset managers have noticed. Fidelity opened a money market fund built specifically to hold stablecoin reserves, and MoneyGram became a Solana validator as part of a multi-chain stablecoin settlement push. None of those moves assumed a digital dollar was coming. The Senate vote makes that assumption look safer. The read for U.S. crypto users. For someone spending or saving in dollars on chain in the United States, the near-term effect is mostly about certainty rather than a change to their wallet today. A federal digital dollar was never close to launch, so its absence does not remove an option people were using. What the vote does is settle the question of which dollar wins in the U.S. The private token-based one. That has second-order consequences worth watching. If regulators are comfortable letting stablecoins carry retail dollar payments, the supervisory weight falls entirely on the issuers and the banks behind them. Reserve quality, redemption guarantees, and which entity actually holds the backing become the things a user should check, because there is no government-issued fallback instrument sitting alongside them. The counterparty you trust is a private company, not the Fed. The 85-5 margin also tells you the politics here are not close. A digital dollar ban that once split along partisan lines passed with near unanimous support attached to housing policy. For the stablecoin sector, that is a quieter but more durable kind of win than any single product launch.